Today, more than 1,000 high school students walked out of their classrooms to march in downtown San Francisco, protesting the election of Donald Trump. They follow in the footsteps of people who took to the streets yesterday.
Immigrants are welcome here!
In downtown Oakland last night, protesters packed into Frank Ogawa Plaza.
We decided to organize a protest in less than 24 hours' notice, and it's beautiful to see thousands of people here in such short notice. Not our president! Not our president! Not our president! Not our president!
Word of the Oakland demonstration spread on Facebook. By the 5 p.m. start time, close to 4,000 people had RSVP'd that they planned to attend.
I just learned about this protest at about 4:15, and I'm amazed at the turnout.
That's Sirius Smith.
I immediately denounced him as not my president. This doesn't represent the whole United States and how we feel, so I'm here, you know, because we need our voices to be heard.
Armando Torres was also in Oakland carrying a Mexican flag with the gay pride rainbow along the sides. He's worried about what a Trump presidency will mean for him.
As a gay Mexican American, it's not good.
A mix of socialist and racial justice groups organized the protest. Activist Kat Brooks told the crowd that a Trump victory shouldn't have surprised them.
And people was going, "I can't believe it. I'm so shocked. What happened? I just gotta sit with myself for a minute." Do you? You're shocked that this country that was founded on race-based bloody capitalism elected that bitch?
She wants the election of Donald Trump to be a turning point.
Get active, get trained, get disciplined, and get busy.
Liberation!
And we're done asking nicely. All right, y'all, we get ready to march.
Anti-gay, Donald Trump, go away.
Racist, sexist, anti-gay,
Donald Trump, go away.
Racist, sexist, anti-gay,
Donald Trump, go away.
Thanks to KALW's Eli Wirtschafter and Lisa Morehouse for those recordings. We know there are many sides to this election. We just heard some, but there are many other perspectives, and we want to hear them all. Call us and share your thoughts at 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106.